Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan natin magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang negosyante at may-ari ng Bicol's Best AU, si Lian Lee mula sa Sydney. Kamusta, Lian?
Hey, okay lang po. How are you?
I'm doing good. Umpisahan muna natin, Lian. Kailan mo inumpisahan ang ganitong klaseng negosyo?
So, nag-start po kami Bicol's Best AU last year lang, January 2023. I was actually off for 2 years sa work. The idea of starting a business actually stemmed from when I had my first son, my first baby po, in 2019, because I wanted to be a stay-at-home, like a hands-on mom. And we have so many business ideas, quite serious in starting a business. Consulted even like a company. Initially, I was thinking about like maybe breastfeeding clothes because I was really passionate about breastfeeding. But then it was too complicated and I felt like the market was really tight, like for the type of clothes that the designs had envisioned. So I didn't really too compelled to act on it at the time with the ideas that I had. Basically, I was in the Philippines for some time when I was off for the 2 years. A common friend of ours who's the owner of Natuk, a small business in Iriga, where I'm from in Bicol, reached out to us and asked us whether we can be an exclusive distributor here in Australia. And we were parang suki po kami ng Natuk because we always bring their products since they've started. So it was like, why not? We've always wanted to like have this. We've been craving for this all the time. And I'm sure there's a lot of Bicolanos in Australia as well who would feel the same. So I actually asked my husband, sat on it for a couple of weeks. Go for it. After that, we kind of studied the process of trying to import products. Launched it last year.
Mga magkano ang kapital when you set it up?
Say like between 10 to 15K was our capital. So I was off on a maternity leave. I'm a nurse, an intensive care nurse. So I was off for 1 year maternity leave. And I actually was eligible to go for a career break leave, which was also 1 year. Actually took a lump sum of that whole year, a little bit of that portion of that to fund the business. So,
wala ka bang balak bumalik sa iyong nursing profession?
I'm back to work. Part-time lang. I'm actually back 2 days.
Parang ngayon naging side hustle mo na to.
So, yeah. Like, we're still trying to, you know, get the hang of it, but it's working for us at the moment.
Any unforeseen expenses when you set it up? Like, you know, for instance, setting up the website, what kind of insurance and permits did you gather to start up the business?
I was pretty proud because my husband and I, we're the ones who created our website. We did it all ourselves. And my sister helped out with the product shoots. So that's all covered. That's all fine. The majority of our expenses would be really on the shipping cost. It's really expensive. So what we're actually doing now is, so we would drive as a business, not make it too expensive for our customers as well. We ship all our products by sea cargo. It takes a bit longer, a lot longer, but at least we're happy with the price that we're selling it to our customers and we're also thriving as a business. And it's actually not too bad now. Like it's 6 to 8 weeks. Also because we don't have these products here in Australia at all. And some of them are not even like known by BICON, which is the infection control for customs. They're not aware of these products yet. So we had combed through the regulations and it was really hard for me. I felt really overwhelmed. Some of the product materials with the handicrafts, they're not even registered yet. We don't know the scientific name of seagrass that we use in Bicol and some of the other products. So we had to actually hire a customs broker, one of the cost that we didn't anticipate.
How about the insurance and permits?
Mainly shipping costs and our customs broker helped us in like making sure that we're complying with all the requirements in terms of documentation. Asked him like, oh, do we need a certain permit for this and that? And he said like, oh, for this occasion, you don't need a permit. So at the start, we didn't need any permit whatsoever.
Why focus on Bicol products? And then would you consider bringing in other Filipino products? I mean, apart from the Bicol products?
Initially, it's purely out of selfish desire that I wanted these products for us and ourselves. We really love the Natuk products, our delicacies, and we've always craved them. And my sisters also, we don't really cook. The ingredients for the delicacies that we have in Bicol are not available here in Australia. And if they are available, they're not as fresh and they're not just the same. During the time when I was actually off on maternity leave, I was in the Philippines during the election. This is the last election. And the emotions were really high. I felt the passion of, like, especially like my friends and relatives about, you know, just wanting change and progress in the Philippines. And I felt really patriotic in a way. And at the time, I'm getting a bit emotional. I didn't feel at the time that I could contribute or make an impact. I could actually contribute with this business idea. I could start a business and at the same time contribute. Obviously, I'm not rich enough to donate, you know, like a portion of my income, say, for example. So this is my way of giving back to where I'm from in the Philippines.
It's okay na, pre, diba? Minsan malalim ang mga pinaghuhugutan natin, lalo na kung gusto mong tumulong, lalo na kung talagang gumanda din yung buhay mo sa Australia. So, okay, ito naman. Sure. So how do you ensure na yung products will not be damaged, no? For, you know, yung mga bottles, diba? To not break in transit. Kasi syempre, these are food products.
Yeah, it's not actually a huge stress for me because Kuya Arnold, the owner of Natuk, makes sure that his products are well-packed. Siya na yung bahala nun. But we also, yung family ko sa Bicol, sila lang yung nagpa-package, nag-organize ng shipment. But now we also just hired a staff member. So she helps my family out and make sure that the inventory is right, making sure that everything's packed nicely. It's a huge stress for me.
That's really nice. O sige, ngayon naman, how do you keep up with competition? Find out about your products online and siguro by word of mouth. Meron bang competition?
I'm very happy and proud at the moment because all our suppliers at the moment are exclusive to us. All four of our suppliers at the moment, they're exclusive to Bicol's Best AU. So especially with Natuk, I don't have any competition at the moment. We're the only seller.
How do you give back to the community at bakit importante ito sa'yo?
Our way of contributing to the community is like all our products are sourced locally. Lahat ng gumagawa ng products namin, all from Bicol as well. So the supplies, the ingredients ng Bicolano delicacies, all sourced in Bicol, in Camarines Sur, where I'm from especially. Materials for the handicrafts as well, all sourced from the region. Abaca, seagrass, raffia, all that. And also, the most important bit is like all the weavers, the community of weavers that actually make these products are all from Bicol as well. So,
ano ang challenges of being in this business?
Challenges, other than the stress, like, you know, keeping up with, you know, the orders, physical stress. It's also because, you know, I'm a mother of two. You have to keep up with the household chores, managing the kids as well. So, you know, that's a huge stress. As much as possible as well, the main reason why I wanted to start a business is so that I can be a hands-on mom. My husband's really good. I can't really complain. We've got enough help. And also, I've met a couple of Filipinos as well who are in the business, like entrepreneurs like me, and getting advice from them and, you know, just feeling like that kind of belonging that they understand you and they know what you're going through, your struggles, it's really helpful in managing that. So,
ano ang maipapayo mo sa mga kababayan nating gustong magtayo ng ganitong klaseng negosyo?
My advice to other Filipinos who would like to start a business is to first make sure that you have the right purpose in wanting to do it. So for me, my purpose was first initially was, you know, to be a stay-at-home mom. Second one was, you know, to be able to help out the community where I'm from in the Philippines. I feel like when you have the right purpose, you find the right people who would be able to help you. You know, it's easier to find your right customers who believes in your purpose. And also, yeah, when you have the right purpose, even if you're tired, like some days, you know, for me, I'm really tired and, you know, I don't really feel like doing this at the moment. But you remember your purpose and why you're doing it. And all of a sudden, you have the drive again. Continue.
Ano pa ang gusto mong idagdag dyan?
And make sure, I guess, you have the support. The people who would support you. Otherwise, you'd go crazy. It's not easy at all. And also, you make sure a budget allocated to it properly with some, like, emergency fund. You've got that emergency fund. So then, it's not going to be too much trouble if in case, na, like, samin, dissipated cost would hurt you financially, especially if you have family.
Meron ka pang anything you wanna add to that?
No, I think that's it. So purpose, finding your support, and like the right budget that you actually have. Like you're not forcing yourself just because you wanted to start a business. You actually have allocated and prepared for it.
Okay, o sige. At dahil dyan, maraming salamat kay Lian Lee sa uulitin. Thank you, Lian!
Thank you so much. That was unexpectedly an emotional answer.
Don't worry about it. At tandaan nyo po ha, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.